Okay, I think we should make a start. It doesn't sound like there's a lot of late connectors coming on, so I guess the sooner we get going, the sooner we'll finish, and with a relatively light attendance tonight, we might try and get through in less than the 90 minutes allotted time. Okay, Gabby, can you tell us who's present and who's apologised?
Sure. We have Keith Davidson, Chris Disbain, Eberhard Lisser, Desiree Milosevic, and Nigel Roberts. And from staff, we have Bart Boswinkle, Christina Nostrom, Bernie Turcott, and myself. And apologies are Vikam Pisana, Patricia Pobletta, Oscar Robles, Bill Senek, and Suzanne Sen.
Did I see an apology from Martin Boyle somewhere along the line too?
Christina?
Yes, he apologised personally to me last night for not attending the call.
Okay, I'll put him up as an apology then. We didn't know any.
And Keith, can I half apologise? Because I have for 9, the centre meeting starts at 9 and I'm doing the first presentation. So it's 8 here at the moment, so I'll be going in time for that.
Perhaps I shall as well.
Yeah. I wouldn't worry, Nigel, it's only me.
Well, let's see what we can get through in the time frame. Because I think if we lose 2 callers, we could hardly call it a working group meeting anymore. Okay. I'm assuming that the agenda is okay as it is, as there hasn't been any objections or comments. So can we move to item 3 on the agenda, which is the page that's up in front of us? Item 3 and item 4 are the meeting reports from the 23rd September meeting, which has been amended to include a couple of comments and changes that people have suggested and a couple more apologies that were missed. And also the report of the 30 September meeting. Is there any comments or any further corrections to either of those two reports? If not, I think we'll accept them as the reports of those meetings. And, what happened to our document? We'll move on to item 4 on the agenda, which is, item 5 on the agenda, which is the public consultation document, the PDF, which is the report back from the submissions received that should be published on the ICANN website in response to all the comments received. Gabby, can we have that up on screen, please?
Could you repeat which document that was?
This is the one called DWG Public Consult Report V1 PDF.
No, I'll hand over to Christina now. We have a problem with the phone here, so just a second, she'll be here.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, Christina. Can we have the public consult report, the PDF report?
Okay. Got it.
Excellent.
Okay, and Benny, do you want to walk us through this, or is it better that Bart does?
Either way, Bart, you want to take a go at it?
Yes. Yes, sorry, I was on mute. Yes, I can go step by step, and maybe for Desiree, because she wasn't on the previous call. What we've done, what we've done is included all the topics or the questions raised in the issues analysis, and per question, all the comments that were relevant were included. It's a summary. It's the same summary as in the document already adopted by the working group. Can you go to the next page, please? And then there is a consideration of comment per question. It reflects how the working group will deal with the comments received. Desiree, it's more a question for you. Do you want me to read the comments and the considerations of comments? Because Eberhard and Nigel were on the previous call, so they've seen the document already.
Yeah, sure, I don't have a problem.
Desiree? He's on mute.
Seems so.
So then we can move on, because we're all failure to reply means agreement.
Yeah. Desiree, are you still on the call?
She also is not on the
Adobe. She's not on the Adobe, no.
According to the operator, she's on the call, and the operator is going to pull her out of the call and see if she can get
probably on mute.
Yeah. It's and to unmute is *7. At least if you use the Adigo bridge.
Okay, she's not responding to the operator, so maybe there's something wrong with her connection.
Let's just move on, shall we?
Yeah.
I think we should.
So, Desiree, if you're back on the call, just note if you want me to revisit it. Otherwise, I think we can consider it to be adopted by the working group.
Yes, I was on mute. I'm back on the call.
Yeah. Do you want me to address each of these comments and the considerations of the working group, or have you read it before? Because this
it
is...
it would be nice if you were to address it. I'm looking at the document and I don't recall all of it.
Okay, then so can you go to page... So this is where we start. Question one, this is a summary of all the comments we received regarding question one, and the consideration is the comments are noted by the working group with regard to specific suggestions. See consideration of comments for question 3, 4, and 7. So that's the question, is the methodology developed and employed adequately for the purpose of the DRD working group? The second question is, do the policy statements identified provide an adequate baseline to evaluate the actual practices of IANA and the ICANN board relative to delegation, redelegation, and retirement of CCTLDs? Again, there were three comments regarding this this question, and the consideration of comments is the comments are noted by the working group with regard to specific suggestions. See consideration of comments for question 3, 4, and 7, and now we come to one of the other ones is, are there other, so this is question 3, are there other policy statements which are applicable to the work of the DRD working group? Should they be included in the baseline? And say...
I can have the comments, yes, I can read the comments on the screen.
Yeah?
Yeah, thank you.
And the consideration is, and this is specifically with regard to the comment from Eric Bruner, is it considers policies statements such as the Geneva Conventions, which he's referred to, out of scope of the working group. And question 4, the documentation identified provide an adequate representation of the actual practices. And again, this was... the working group has and will base its analysis on publicly available documentation. Specific undisclosed documentation has not been taken into consideration. Under the current practices, the correspondence between IANA and parties involved is in either a delegation, redelegation, or retirement process is not on the public record and are therefore not considered by the working group. So that was the question of E. Diaz, and there are some other references to undisclosed issues as well. And then you have Eric Bruner suggested a couple of cases, and the working group is looking into them to the extent that they publicly available. And should other cases be included, and that's this is a reference back to the previous question. And then the final question is question 7. Could you scroll to question 7, please?
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, stop. Was the methodology properly applied? And again, this is the comment from Mr. or Mrs. Diaz. The working group has and will review the terminology it uses in its report in order to be as clear as possible. This suggestion will be taken into consideration. So that is, say, the response. This is the public response on the comments.
Thank you, Bart, for going through that.
Yep. And if you agree, then I'll have it posted tomorrow morning, my time, so it will be up and we can close the public forum.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Now, Eberhard and Nigel, I think you both contributed last week's call and made some comments on this report. Is everyone on the call now satisfied that it's ready for publication?
Yes.
Excellent.
Okay, so I'll send the note, Keith, to the working group so they know it's, say, for the record that it is published and so the public forum is closed.
Thank you, Bart. Yep, that's great. Okay, moving right along then, we'll move to the main item for tonight's call, and that's the first review of the draft delegation report. So, Gabastina, if you can... put up the report called ICANN CCNSO DWG Delegation Report Version 0.2. Yeah.
Okay. Is the right one?
That looks like it. And I'll hand over to Bernie to give us a first walkthrough. Just before I do, though, I think it's important. This is our first review of this document, so it will be the subject of our next call as well for further review. So input tonight where there's anything that looks particularly wrong, but another chance to completely review this document next week. Thank you, Bernie.
Thank you, Keith. Just a comment for Nigel and Al. We did not republish this document with the changes to the general format we agreed last week for the retirement document. So on the next version of this document, we'll have the same terminology in use, including the Section 1.1 on current rules and various things which have been changed in the retirement report and which you will be getting on Friday for the Thursday call next week. So, moving along, we have kept to the same format, and as I've just said, we'll be adjusting that to the corrections that were made last week. On RFC 1591, as far as delegation is concerned, there are several elements which pertain to delegation. They are in Annex A, and what I've done is I've highlighted relevant sections. I didn't feel it was relevant to actually list all the various parts on this one. RFC News Memo 1 contains no sections which deal with the delegation of a CCTLD. ICD 1 contains several sections. Annex C has a highlighted version of the elements which mostly resemble those of 1591. GAC Principles 2005, again, contain several sections which deal with the delegation of CCTLD and are in Annex D with the highlighted sections. And just to have a look, I'll drag us down to A. Okay. I'll see if it's trying to catch up. Okay, that's not working.
Is it working?
Okay, so, sorry about that. Moving on to section 1.2, current processes or procedures that are documented. IANA has a procedure for establishing CCTLDs that's listed in Annex E and is currently available on the IANA webpage at the listed URL. It's oddly enough, the IANA procedure for establishing CCTLDs doesn't really talk about creating a CCTLD, mostly talks about how you get on the 3166 list. The procedure which actually deals with the delegation of a CCTLD is found in Understanding the Delegation and Redelegation on the IANA website also, which is fairly comprehensive process and procedures for the delegation of the CCTLD. All right, let's see if I can get this to cooperate a bit. 1.3, as per usual, we've got current practices, which can be inferred from board decisions, and what we do there is we look at all the relevant cases, which are documented delegations and various other board decisions which are relevant. On 131, we've got the sponsorship agreement by the ICANN board from the September 25th, 2000 meeting, which basically establishes that all delegations or redelegations will require a sponsorship agreement. That's exactly the same from our original analysis document. The next one in 132 is the ISO 3166 exceptionally reserved list decision by the ICANN board on the same date, which basically set up decision which would allow the .eu delegation. And again, that is exactly the same as from the report we published for the public consultation. 133, no longer allowing individuals as delegees for CCTLDs. We've got a date stamp of September 2001 on that. From the original version of the sponsorship agreement. As again, this is exactly as per the public consultation document. We've got that date because it's the original date of the sponsorship agreement and the tracking on those things. So it's never a hard decision on that.
Sorry, but could you just explain what that means?
I'm sorry, yes.
The original version of the sponsorship agreement mentions from September 2001.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
One 134 is the .tl delegation, which is Timor-Leste. What we've got here is the IANA report, the ICANN board decision. As such, the Timor-Leste decision has no significant variation from currently established practices. TL was interesting because it was supposed to replace TP, and that is covered in the retirement document. The DOT-EU delegation of March 2005, given the September 2000 decision, it's not exceptional in any way. The DOT-AX decision contains nothing significant. The DOT-KP decision for Korea, I believe, again, not finding anything significant. The DOT ME delegation.
Sorry, Korea is PK, not KP. North Korea.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I am dyslexic, so sometimes it does show up. The DOT ME delegation, which is part of the DOT YU breakup, had no significant variations from current rules and processes. And the DOT RS delegation, which was part of that also. I've got 1310 as...
But Bernie, before you continue, Nigel's got his hand up at the moment.
Oh, sorry, I'm in full page mode, so I can't see that. Yes, Nigel.
Yeah, I'm prepared to wait till Bernie's finished to make the point, because it's not time critical.
Maybe you should make it now. Because we've only got another 15 minutes walking through the document.
Okay. Gosh, can you scroll right back up to the top, please?
Yes, sir.
And now scroll down one paragraph so that it shows 1.1.2 clearly. There we go. I'm going to make a submission that you completely remove section 1.1.2. There are plenty of other documents, including The Wind in the Willows by Kenneth Graham, that contain no sections that deal with the delegation of a CCTLD. I don't think it should be mentioned.
I'll be glad to take the wisdom of the group, but what we've done since the beginning, including the public consultation document, is we've looked at these four documents. We've looked at RFC 1591, Memo 1, we've looked at ICP, and we've looked at the GAC principles.
We have indeed, and I don't dispute that, but the whole section, I believe, we're going to be naming something like relevant documents or something along those lines. I can't remember what we finished up on in the end.
Yes.
And to this particular section, irrelevant to what political point you might want to make about new Memo 1, I'm not mentioning, this isn't a political point, because we are including News Memo 1 in terms of where it purports to say something about the other subjects in the other documents, but it specifically does not, as you quite rightly say, have anything to do with the delegation of the CCTLD, and it should not be in the substantive part of the document. You can put a footnote if you want to, I guess, but I just don't particularly want to see that there.
Well, as I said, I'm not, given that it's not, does not contain information, I understand your point. On the other hand, we always refer to those four documents as such, just stating that it contains nothing relevant is consistent. So I'll be glad to entertain other comments if anyone has them.
I think the issue for its inclusion is that it does contain some information about a suggested methodology of running a CCTLD as opposed to any specific reference to actual delegation of a CCTLD. So it's still a relevant document in terms of being an explanation of various practices and pieces that are absolutely pertinent to CCTLDs. So I think in some ways it just shows that we've looked at the document and have found no reference to delegations specifically.
Can I then suggest that this 1.1.2 becomes a footnote on that page rather than giving it... It's almost as if we have gone to the four statutes that govern the delegation of CCTLDs and examine them one by one in this context, and it literally says nothing about delegation. Therefore, I think not only is it to some people, and not particularly to me, there's a political issue there, but the main issue is from my concern, that paragraph is completely otiose.
That's probably a reasonable compromise to drop it down as a footnote. Eberhard, you've got your hand up. Is it a comment on this?
Yeah, I'm just reading my email from the 29th of September where I asked if we agreed to make reference to Ruth Memo 1. I'm not sure I remember that we agreed to make reference to Ruth Memo 1.
Yes, we did.
When did we do this? We don't necessarily need to discuss this on the call. Could you just send me an email where it shows that we discussed it and the group agreed on that, please? Because I don't recall that.
Okay, I'll see if I can find that and...
No, we don't have to do it now. You can do this after we're finished with this or whenever. But I must say, I personally do not agree with the use of Ruth Memo 1. I queried it on the 29th of September. I have not received a reply to my query. I do not recall any place where we agreed on doing it. And just as a little aside, if you read it, it is really full of typing errors.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a chronically badly formed document in many ways, but it is kind of there. How would Nigel and... Eberhard, how would you feel about dropping it down as a footnote just so that we can say that we've looked at it and it's not relevant to this particular issue of delegation?
I feel that I want to know when we agreed on using it because I objected to it. I sent an email asking when we agreed to do it. I did not receive a reply to that. I do not recall that we agreed to use it. So before I agreed to using it, I would like to see where we agreed to it. This is not difficult.
Eberhard, this is Bernie. Well, I'm maybe just not at my sharpest at this point at 2 in the morning. In the discussion last week on the retirement document, it's there, and as I stated when we began the call, what we said is we will use the term, which is, I can dig it up now, something about relevant documents or documents in use by ICANN. And I believe what we agreed is, after our various discussions, is not that we're supporting this use. We're recording the fact that ICANN states that it uses. And that's all. In any given section we will deal with, whether it be retirement, delegation, redelegation, or unapproved redelegation, if we have an issue with ICANN stating that it uses this, this is the point where the group can have a decision to make a recommendation on it. But let's not, please, have discussion again, because I think it's just going to be long and wasteful of time, whether ICANN says it uses it. It does. It's a fact. It's the end of the story.
Well, the point is whether we consider it policy or not. If we don't,
we will not use the word policy. That's what we agreed, Eberhard. The exact term that we came up with, which we agreed after the comments from last week, dig up. Second. Retirement. Let me look at my latest version of the retirement report.
So can we then, if we discuss amendment, if we discuss reports that we have amended, can we then discuss the amended report so that not by mistake the unamended report becomes the final report?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
What I'm asking is that if we agreed last meeting that we refer to it as not as policy or procedure or whatever, but refer to it as document in use, that we can then please not put it under current rules.
That's what I said when I began the call, Eberhard, if you'll remember correctly. I said that we did not have time to reissue this document since the last call where we agreed to change Section 1. That it was my understanding that the group would support applying the same changes to the terminology of Section 1 to all documents going forward, which would include this document in delegation. The official term we finished agreeing with last week for Section 1.1 would be current documentation in use by ICANN and IANA. Nigel, this is the term we both agreed to, and I have my emails for this. Hi.
You're expecting me live on the call?
Yes, I am.
About 2 minutes ago, I posted something to the iChat which says I'm content with Bernie's approach to this.
So, Eberhard,
so we are going to change the language of this in the next version of the document.
In the next version of the delegation document, as I stated when we began the call, or I began presenting this document, is this will be adjusted to match the language we agreed to last week in the retirement document for Section 1.1.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Are there any other questions up to 1.310 and before Nigel and Chris have to leave?
And Desiree.
And Desiree is leaving too. Oh my, okay. All right. Well, doesn't sound like it. Okay, you guys have a nice center meeting, and we are over at 1.310. Basically, I've included information in the .co redelegation, and I saw the traffic from L about why we've included it when we haven't considered the .co redelegation. I'm not making any kind of comment on the .co redelegation itself. However, I'm bringing it up because it's the first time that the specific language can be found about the security and stability concerns when the board is evaluating a request. And that's why it's there, because that language is said to apply to delegations and redelegations, and as such would seem relevant regardless of what we think about the .co redelegation. And that would conclude Section 1 about relevant things I could find about delegations. And I'll take a break at this point to take a gulp of water and see if there are any questions.
Any questions?
Bernie, while you're refreshing yourself, in case this... we run up against time in about 10 or 15 minutes' time. I will put a marker down here that, unusually and for the first time, I don't agree with the conclusion of this report, and I actually probably would want to put this in writing. I think we're going to get another opportunity to discuss this one on the next call. Is that correct?
Absolutely correct, Nigel.
Yeah, so I'm not going to get too hung up about the detail of why I think the conclusion is I mean, there's nothing wrong with the document. I think it's a great overall document, but I think there is one particular simple point which would lead to a completely different conclusion.
Okay, I think if you get a chance before you dash off to the centre meeting to voice that tonight, it could be handy.
Yeah, of course. I'm just putting a marker down now in case we dash off and it's abbreviated and we have to pick it up at the next call.
Yeah. Well, you've done such a great job setting it up, and we know you're going to be dashing off, so maybe you can expound on it for another couple of minutes.
Well, let me do it very simply while you sort of take a break and refresh yourself for the next half. Basically, as I understand it, the conclusion of the document is delegation, or to my mind, creation of a CCTLD is an infrequent thing, and it's generally working, therefore we don't need a PDP. That's basically, I understand, the conclusion. Am I correct there?
Well, I list all three possibilities, but I seem to be leaning towards not a PDP versus one. Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Well, the two points, I mean, they're two sides of the same coin, really. The first is, just because it's working right without clear policy or clear rules doesn't mean that it's a bad thing that we don't have clear rules. And secondly, it's probably better put in writing, actually, but as you say in a different document, ICANN is a policy-driven organization. Even in this document, you see elements of the board making policy on the hoof, and the nature of regulatory discretion is such that it has to be done within the context of defined rules. And the final point, and this is the one that particularly interests me, is that it's only in the context of a PDP can you examine the nature of the authority of the IANA, which is separate from ICANN, to create a CCTLD. Now, we all know that it's a fact that the IANA does create CCTLDs, but the nature of the authority by which it does so is completely unknown at this stage, and I think a PDP is necessary to examine that so that ICANN has certainty in the future to know that it's operating in a well-defined context. There you go.
An interesting observation, thank you, Nigel. I think it probably warrants some considerable debate before we resign ourselves to any such path. But to me, I'm feeling quite comfortable that the sort of proposed recommendation from Bernie is the right one on the evidence as we work our way through the document. And I think perhaps we should work our way through the document and see if you still have cause for concern at that point, Nigel, and perhaps then raise it on the list and try and see if there's some developing unease with the proposal the way it stands.
Yeah, thanks for that, Keith. I mean, I don't want to take issue with the word unease. I think everybody is fairly easy with the infrequent delegations from ab initio that we've had. I think everybody's easy with the fact that there don't appear to be major issues or problems or conclusions reached that we wouldn't have otherwise agreed with. It's not really from that point. It's from the point of view that if you're going to examine retirement and redelegation and so on, it needs to be done in the context of knowing exactly where everything is, and I don't think you can simply leave delegation out.
I see the issue. But because we're reaching a conclusion on the issue, or potentially reaching a conclusion on the subject of delegation, it's not influencing the potential decisions that we'll make for delegations or redelegations, just like the retirement decision that a PDP should be entered into is not influencing this decision. So I think we need to slice and dice and look at them in isolation before bringing them back together and looking at our overall recommendations. I think, yeah, well, it's certainly, I think, you know, if you are not relaxed about progressing with the recommendation, Nigel, then you should raise it on the list and just see if there is support for a differing view.
Okay, Fernie seems to be refreshed. Let's deal with the rest of the document till I have to go.
I am indeed. Thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
Again, the titles will be adjusted to match up to Section 1. In Section 2.1, what we do is basically run through the basic stuff that we have found, including the practices, where we've got the September 2001 sponsorship agreement, the June 2005 approval of the .KZ redelegation not requiring a sponsorship agreement, the November 2009 IANA report on redelegation CO that states the board will now consider the security and stability of the Internet making all delegation decisions. So if we move on to Section 2.2, which looks at potential issues, RFC 1591 and ICP 1 are generally coherent with each other from rules point of view for the delegation, although the terminology varies. The GAC principles 2005, which are advice to the board, do recommend a number of additional elements, but is tempered via the following text in the preamble, which basically says that everyone has to be voluntarily bound by these things. So that one, I think, is a significant element which limits the breadth of that statement. The IANA document, Understanding the Delegation and Redelegation Procedure, I'm at 223 now in the middle of your page if you're following Adobe Connect, is comprehensive and usable. However, the mixing of elements for the delegation with those of redelegation can be confused. The September 25th decision for sponsorship agreements is not covered by RFC 1591, NISM 1, ICP 1, and was required by the GAC principles 2000, which later only made it a recommendation in the 2005 GAC principles. This was never supported by the CCTLD community. It was a point of contention between many CCTLDs and ICANN, while in effect, the fact that it's no longer being applied, although the rule still stands, is currently not a major concern for CCTLDs. The September 25, 2000 decision to allow exceptionally reserved elements of ISO 3166 to be allowed as CCTLDs under certain conditions was never approved by CCTLDs and has only been used once for the .EU decision. This is not a major concern for CCTLDs.
Okay, just interrupting for a moment, Bernie. Nigel has his hand up.
Yeah, thanks. Am I unmuted?
You are.
We can hear you, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're unmuted.
It's difficult to keep me muted. I agree that you use this phrase, Bernie, this is not a major concern for CCTLDs on two or three of these things. And in essence, to use Keith's expression, the effect of most of these decisions are something that we can all be fairly relaxed about. But I think it is a major concern in one context. The context is in the fact of ICANN board making decisions ad hoc that don't fit into a rule-made framework. And that is a major concern for me. And I just want to make that point at this point.
Yes, I'm. That's why the stuff is documented here. I think what I was trying to do is comment, make a point. Date is interesting on those two points, 2241 and 2242, in that it was at the beginning of ICANN and before the formation of NSO.
I mean, can we perhaps come to a compromise here? I don't like the expression, this is not a major concern for CCTLDs, because it appears to take away from that point. It appears to effectively say, well, these things happened, but they're not a problem. Now, the decisions that were made were not a problem, but the way they were made certainly is. And I think perhaps we should say something, make that a little bit more explicit, that while the effect of the decisions were not a major, the effect or something like that. Do you see the point?
Bernie, it's Nigel. It's Chris. Nigel, I think that's workable in the sense that I don't think it was ever intended that we would be suggesting that, that any arbitrary decisions are not a problem. It's the result of the decision that Bernie's talking about. So.
And I'm not suggesting that you're trying to suggest that.
No, that I know. Perhaps we could come up with some words that sort of, you know, and I don't know what they are at the moment, but the precursor to each one of these where it's relevant, Bernie, and simply say, you know, whilst the process used for making the rule or the decision makes no sense.
It's a matter of some concern, et cetera, yada, yada, yada.
Then the result isn't, something like that.
Is the language used in the public consultation report, because both those points were covered. Now probably I can work something in that I think will make everyone happy.
Marvelous.
Why don't you put in something like comma in the delegation context?
You've blown my mind. I've no idea what that means.
Worry about it. What, look, guys, most of us are going to need to go shortly. Let Bernie do what he said he's going to do, which is to go back to the other document and use the words from there. If we're not happy with it at the time, we can talk about it again.
Yeah, but we didn't agree on this section, but I think I get the gist of it, and I think I can work out something that will make everyone comfortable.
I'm content.
My question... the chair is, shall we, going through this, we've got L, and I think that's about it. Personally, I'm fine with finishing running the document. We've got probably another to do so.
So you don't have to read it to me.
Well, if I don't have to read it, do you have any questions or thoughts, L?
I am
also very faint.
Sorry?
Your voice is very faint, Everhard. My apologies. I just
must I speak a little bit louder now?
Ah, thank you.
No, I think I'm not happy with a few things there, but we can wait for the group to have discussed this. I think this, in the end, it needs a PDP because ICANN does what they want and how they want it and when they want it, and whether if it's of current concern in this context is a separate issue. So bottom line is we need a PDP from my point of view. So we don't need to discuss this any further today as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. That works for me.
Well,
so, Mr. Chair, we are at the end of the discussion on the delegation document, and
for the time being.
The time being, that is, and I will turn it back over to you.
Thank you very much for that, Benny, and a useful look through and useful comments. Thank you all. As I said earlier, we will be revisiting this document, but I think in particular, Anna and Nigel, if you do have concerns with the direction this document is moving in. Could you please raise the issues on the list and so that we can get a feeling for the way the working group in its entirety may be thinking on this subject, and by discussing it or at least raising it on the list, people should be more aware of the issues and prepared when we get to next week's call.
You're very difficult to understand. I didn't really figure out what you said.
I said, please raise the issues that you have.
But you're speaking too close to the microphone. I can't actually understand your language.
I said, please raise the issues that you have on the list for debate on the list before next week's call.
Okay, I'll think about that.
Thank you. And I think that's all that we had on our agenda for tonight's call, and our next meeting is October the 14th at 2200 UTC, and it'll be another 1.5-hour call.
Hang on, let me just look at my calendar quickly.
Okay, I'm going to ring off while you do that, Al. Good night, guys, and I'll see some of you upstairs.
Okay.
Thank you, Nigel.
So that's 2200 UTC.
Yes.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, yeah, I've got that on my calendar.
Okay. Thank you all for your participation. Let's get off the call and let Bernie get back to his bed, and we'll talk to you all again next week.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.